A word for you from Genesis chapter 3 verse 22. Then the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now, lest he stretch out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever." Well, it follows after that, as you should well know, that Adam was expelled together with Eve out of the Garden of Eden, lest they should stretch out their hand and take of the tree of life. Now, why is this so important? Why do we go back to our first parents again and again? Well, we need to understand our own fallen nature. We need to understand that the first things in our creation are of utmost importance, because what was in Adam is unfortunately in us. And the tree of life doesn't just end there. It's not the end of the story in Genesis. It goes right through the Bible, and in particular at the end of the book of Revelations. But here, why does God say that man has become like one of us? Well, in the knowledge of good and evil, having a moral understanding, being able to tell the difference, and yet with man, it was more than that. He didn't just know the difference between good and evil, he was now mixed in both. That was the problem. While God knows good and evil, with him it's no mixture, for he is perfectly good, always. But knowing good and evil, and it becoming a mixture in you, is an anathema to God. Of course, world philosophies and religions say it's fine. The yin and the yang, the good nature, the bad nature, the dark nature and the brighter nature. It's all fine if it's within you. Try and obey a little bit more the good nature within you. But God doesn't find that acceptable, because his intention for Adam and Eve was to enjoy fellowship with him forever and to enjoy life. God hadn't said that they could not eat of the tree of life. It was there as well. But they chose rather the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And God said, now that they are in this fallen nature, they dare not eat of the tree of life. In other words, they cannot live forever and have this knowledge of good and evil, be this mixture, because they cannot live with us in heaven. When it says us, of course, it's referring to the Trinity. So the answer today is to eat only of the tree of life. Let God save you from your fallen nature.